A church in Tucson is reviving an old approach to fight the Obama administration's deportation policy. Back in the 1980s, Southside Presbyterian Church founded what became the Sanctuary Movement. It protected Central American refugees from removal. Last night, the congregation welcomed a 36-year-old Mexican man who is facing deportation. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
Southside Presbyterian Church was filled with people welcoming Daniel Nioy as he entered with his wife Carla and his son Carlos. Pastor Allison Harrington tried to reassure the family just hours before a formal deportation order took effect.
Welcome into Sanctuary. Leave worry behind and enter into this place with faith, for we are with you.
Daniel Nioy then told the congregation through an interpreter that he was grateful for the sanctuary easing his fear.
Ser separado de mi familia.
The fear of being separated from my family.
President Obama has repeatedly said he does not want to separate law-abiding families with roots in the U.S. Nioy's lawyer, Margot Cowan, says that sure seems to describe this case.
He's been here for 14 years. He has a U.S. citizen child. He's paid taxes for 10. He is a supervisor of maintenance in an apartment building. He's a volunteer with the police department. He's active in his church and sings in the choir.
Under a three-year-old Obama administration policy, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, are supposed to focus on removing criminals, people who are threats to national security, and those who illegally came to the U.S. recently. It's called prosecutorial discretion, and Cowan says Daniel Nioy is a good candidate for it.
He's an asset to our community. Close his case.
Cowan says she's had success getting cases closed in Tucson, but there appears to be no uniformity across the country. Data from immigration court shows rates of granting prosecutorial discretion vary widely from city to city. ICE sent us a written statement this morning saying Daniel Nioy's case is now under review. In the meantime, officers could arrest him, though they've been told not to go into what former ICE director John Morton called sensitive locations. And let's face it, it would be a public relations nightmare to arrest someone inside a church, especially this church.
We will be united together. We will commit ourselves to work together, to pray together, to sing together, to struggle together, until not one more father is taken from his family. Ni uno más.
Ni uno más.
In 1982, Southside Presbyterian Church became the first of about 500 churches nationwide to declare themselves sanctuaries for Central Americans fleeing from war. Eight leaders were eventually convicted of alien smuggling. Pastor Allison Harrington says this is a different situation. Those refugees were new to the U.S. People like Daniel Nioy have homes and families here. Harrington says the church doesn't intend to start another sanctuary movement, but there are thousands of others like Daniel Nioy across the U.S.
Maybe if we don't have immigration reform in the next foreseeable future, maybe churches will begin to do actions like this more and more out of sheer necessity.
Harrington says the congregation is willing to face whatever consequences may come from providing sanctuary to Daniel Nioy. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.